there are calls to lower the speed limit to 30 kilometres per hour in certain parts of Australia. This comes from road safety consultant Bruce Corbin. He is touting the pedestrian safety benefits of a 30k speed limit. He says lowering the speed limit is a conversation we need to be having. Dr. Bruce Corbin, road safety consultant, joins me on the line. Doc, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben.
What kind of areas are we talking about when you say 30 kilometres per hour?
Well, look, let me just give a little bit of perspective first, I guess. The issue came up in the context of are 40 kilometre per hour speed limits 40? So are they improving safety? I think the answer is very clearly yes. And then the question arises, you know, should we be going to something lower again? And I think, you know, the science or the evidence about speeds, impact speeds, stopping distances says, yes, we'll get even further road safety benefits for pedestrians, for bicyclists, if you go to 30. But of course, I guess what I'm not saying is we want widespread introduction of 30 kilometres per hour. I think it's something that could suit certain types of road environments. Maybe it's the likes of Sydney's CBD, where you have a lot of interaction between pedestrians and bicyclists with motor vehicles, narrow streets, congestion, that sort of thing.
Okay, so you'd be talking more CBD than suburbs, but there'd be many people listening saying, well, mate, you're lucky to get over 30 k's an hour in the CBD as it is.
Yeah, well, that's quite right. But interestingly, even though that argument is generally pretty true, when you lower the speed limit, even as Melbourne did in the CBD, from 50 to 40 a few years ago now, you still get further benefits, despite the fact that you struggle to drive much above 40. So the evidence is very clear about lower travel speeds means fewer crashes and, more importantly, I think, less severe crashes.
There are other cities adopting the 30k speed limits apart from Melbourne?
Oh, look, I think Melbourne's not there yet. I think it's just something that, as you said in your introduction, it's about having a conversation. But if you look internationally, a lot of the cities that we regard as places that we like to visit, that we think a lot of, like London, for example, has 20 miles per hour now in a lot of areas, which is equivalent to 30 kilometres per hour speed limit. You look at places like Stockholm and Paris and some of these other, you know, quite significant European cities, Gothenburg's another, where they have introduced 30s. And they've received the benefits of something like almost a halving in pedestrian and cyclist deaths as a result.
While I've got you on the line, can I ask you about this report from the Australia Institute who suggests a fine system based on how much money you earn?
Yeah, look, I don't have any particular expertise in the area, Ben, but I would say that one of the dilemmas is that you want to make the penalty consistent with the severity of what, you know, the infringement. But you've also got to recognise that not everybody in society will be impacted in the same way. So I think it's a really challenging thing to know where to set those limits. But certainly speed compliance has a very big impact on safety outcomes. So there needs to be a significant consequence for that.
Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Good on you, Ben. Thank you very much.
Dr. Bruce Corbin, road safety consultant.